Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so this came in from Mandy. It's kind of long. I'll try to zip through this. A couple weekends ago, I went to a charity fundraiser for hunger with three of my girlfriends. It was supposed to be a classy night out. We got dressed up, had dinner, and started enjoying the open bar. The problem is we enjoyed that bar a little too much. As the night went on, my friends and I got louder and louder, and we were laughing at everything, yelling across the table, and being way more obnoxious than we realized at the time. She goes on to say, now looking back, I'm pretty sure people around us were getting annoyed. I can remember seeing a few people staring at us and making comments. Then came the live auction. At some point, a trip to Cancun came up for bidding.
Ooh.
I vaguely remember joking around and waving my paddle. What I don't remember is somehow ending up as the winning bidder for a $3,000 vacation package. Apparently, after I won, I rushed over to pay for it because I was embarrassed and wanted to get out of there. My friends were being loud. I was wasted. I somehow handed over my credit card, signed whatever they put in front of me, and paid the $3,000. Now she says, get this, JKJ. The next morning, I woke up and I saw the credit alert on my phone and I nearly barfed. I can't afford this trip. My husband says being drunk doesn't magically erase this purchase, and he is pissed.
Oh, no.
I love that she put in pissed.
Yeah.
My girlfriends think I should call the auction company, explain the situation, and ask if they would be willing to cancel it and offer the trip to the next highest bidder. But now I'm thinking about that. I was like, how do you know who was it? You know, wouldn't know. It's for a good cause. I feel terrible even thinking about asking for my money back, but I can't stop staring at this credit charge, wondering how the hell I'm going to pay for it. What do you guys think? Do I have to own my mistake because I willingly paid for it that night and I was so drunk? Is it reasonable to call and explain that I was effed up, she says, making a terrible decision and simply can't afford what I bought? Would love your thoughts. That's from Mandy. Little drunk Mandy compiled
wasted.
A complete message to us.
Yeah.
Mandy with her drinking problem. Okay, so what do you guys think about this? She was drunk at this auction, got a little bid happy, started bended, and wound up with a $3,000 bill. She can't afford it. What should she do? 303-691-1649. Would absolutely love to talk to some of our listeners.
Yeah.
If you guys want to sound off about this.
Absolutely.
Katie, have you ever been in one of these experiences?
I have been in this experience, but kind of on the receiving end, if you will, because I was at an auction once and there were a couple people who were a little tipsy and they were battling it out over a trip to Punta Cana, right? And it was like, in the last couple moments of it, one of them bid, the other one tried to go higher, but then it just ended, right? They're both like, oh, I don't want to keep going. So then I jumped in and I was just like, hey, I'll take it. So I kind of took advantage of the fact that they were both drinking.
You like it when the drunks are
bidding. They didn't know what was going on. And so it was like a perfect opportunity for me to swoop in and get a trip to Punta Cana for $300. That's what happened.
That's really cool.
So I took advantage of the situation. So I've definitely been there when tables get a little rowdy at these auctions, you know?
This happened to me like last month.
Okay.
I was at the horse racing thing that we went to
Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
And I was having a great time. The drinks were flowing. It was awesome. We had a couple drink vouchers, so I got a couple drinks in me, and I was like half listening, and I heard essentially the auctioneer say, everybody raise their hand. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I did not know the rest of the sentence was, if you want to donate free to the foundation that we donated to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I raised my hand. I'm all excited, and all of a sudden they go, all right, $100 from you, $100 from you, $100 from you. And I was like, I had no clue what had just happened. Now, $100 is not $3,000, but they took it out of my account right away. I was like, I got that income or that taken out of my credit card statement right off the bat. And I was like, oh, okay, we're giving $100 free to everybody tonight. There we go. They're taking it from us, not giving it to us. So I had this experience.
I was just waving.
I literally was waving my hand. I heard them say, raise your hands. I was like, all right, we're all putting our hands in the air.
Well, and you'd look kind of like a big jerk if you ask for your money back from a charity, right?
You can't do that.
So what should Mandy do about this? She was drunk with power, bidding like crazy at this event. And it was a fundraiser for hunger, she said. She doesn't want to say what it was, but it sounds like a good cause, you know.
Yeah.
What should she do about this?
No, it's not. Like, honestly, the onus is passed on to the person who, you know, is in question here. It really is. Like, I remember when that whole situation happened that I was alluding to where I got that trip to Punta Cana. Fast forward, we ended up misplacing those certificates. And the people who ran the whole auction were like, yeah, we don't care.
Not your problem.
You know, it's not their problem.
Not their
they
problem.
Have nothing to do with it. And a lot of times people who, you know, do run those auctions, they don't have a lot to do with the final say. Like, people
donate.
Those things are donated by people and foundations and organizations who then are like,
they need the money. They
need
the help.
We need the money. We need the money. So
they're not going to give it back.
They're not willingly going to give you your money back. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people are writing in and saying, give it to the runner-up, and it was kind of alluded to in the email, I think, too. But it's like, how do you know who was there bidding and who was the runner-up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to a lot of these events for schools and stuff, and I think a lot of these auction companies kind of thrive on the drunk atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you become so cocky, and like I said earlier, drunk with power, and you want to impress your friends while you're there because you're all dressed up and you want to seem like a big shot. You start bidding on everything.
Yeah.
And the auction companies, they thrive on that.
And some people put people in the crowd to drive up the bid. I don't know if you knew that.
What?
But some people are there just to make it
they
more
plant
expensive.
Somebody?
It's a planter.
Yeah. $3,001. Here's Patty. Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
Don't cuss, Patty. Yeah. The other people were cussing.
Don't worry.
Okay. What you think, Patty?
Well, I've been sober 7 years. And the reason I became sober, it's not like I woke up and had a drink, but there were events or things that happen while you're drinking that you start to say, maybe this has more control over me than I want it to have. And every time she pays that credit card bill, she's going to say, you know what? I may have to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be time.
It's a wake-up call, but I mean, that's a small price to pay, to be honest, to wake up because, you know, I'm hoping they got an Uber to go home, but who knows, you know, if your judgment's impaired and you do stupid things when you're drinking and, you know, people want to drink around me, go ahead. I'm fine with that. But when it happens to you and you have that kind of level of remorse, you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to it.
I kind of want to know what happened with you, Patty.
I know.
I kind of want to know.
You know, and honestly, it was nothing. It was just like one time I was really obnoxious with my best friend, and I thought I ruined our friendship because, yeah. I mean, I let her have it, man. And it was in a social gathering, and everybody saw me do it. And, you know, it wasn't anything. Like, I even went to an AA meeting, and they're like, what was your low point? And I'm like, I yelled at my friend.
Yeah.
You're like, that's it?
I must be drunk all the time because I'm obnoxious like crazy to everybody I know.
But, you know, it's just after a while, you just start to say, this isn't who I am, and this isn't who I want to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's a wake-up call. And, you know, if she's got to pay $30 a month to pay that off, every time she writes that check, she'll say, you know what? This was, I can't handle my alcohol.
Yeah. Hang up the bottle, I think.
Accountability, huh?
Patty, yep. This is a very wise phone call.
It is. Patty, I just want to say I'll be sober 9 years in September, and kind of the same thing where you get tired of waking up and wondering what happened the night before, huh? Like, wait a
exactly.
minute, I yelled at my friend? That's not cool. So good on
right,
you.
Right.
7 years coming up. Congratulations.
Well
girl.
Done,
good
Patty
job.
Cake.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
all
you. Right. I'm glad you put this out there because I think it's a wake-up call to, you know, there's everybody listening, and they're like, yeah, I've done that,
yeah.
You know. And
been there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Patty, thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Patty.
Go enjoy an iced tea.
She makes a really good point, though. I bet you she wouldn't have put up that $3,000 had she not been tipsy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's,
you know
that's
I mean?
The gist of this. She was wasted.
Yeah.
I think now that you were all wasted at this event, you and your girlfriends, that you start hitting up your girlfriends now. Like, we were all drunk, we were all obnoxious, we were all bidding. I think we need to split this and just kind of make it a girls' trip, maybe. Maybe we all go enjoy it and try to get some money out of your friends to help kind of recoup this cost. Because they were all all involved.
Yeah. Make it a girl's trip. Like, make it fun. Go out and make a thing of it. And
God, I hope it's not an all-inclusive where all you can drink, okay? I don't know what's going to happen in Cancun.
Be careful.
Yeah. Good luck, Mandy.